Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will consider events in Germany following the end of World War I, which led to the establishment of the Republic. We will look at the proclamation of the Republic and also the Ebert-Groener Pact. Towards the end of World War I, as it became obvious that Germany was likely to lose, power was handed to a civilian government, and eventually the Kaiser abdicated, meaning that no longer would one man rule the country, and instead democracy was to be introduced. Following this abdication, however, left-wing groups in Germany were split about what should happen in the country. Philipp Scheidemann, who was from the Social Democrats, famously declared that a republic had been established. However, at the same time as Scheidemann was making this announcement, Karel Liebknecht from the Communist Spartacist League was declaring that not simply a republic had been set up, but a Soviet republic. Ebert was angry, frankly, at both declarations. He wanted the people to choose whether or not Germany should continue to have a monarchy or instead become a republic. Chancellor Ebert saw turmoil across Germany and was particularly scared that a communist state would be set up. Workers' groups across the country were claiming power, and there were different types of government being formed. As a result of this, on the 10th of November 1918, the new Chancellor Ebert phoned General Wilhelm Groener, who was the successor to General Ludendorff as head of Germany's military. Ebert and Groener, as well as Germany's elite generally, were both particularly scared of the rise of communism and Bolshevism. As a result, Ebert and Groener both agreed a secret deal whereby the army would support the new government in exchange for maintaining existing officers' authority and not seeing the revolution spread further. In fact, the reality was that neither man was truly happy with the deal that had been proposed. Ebert believed that his actions would see him being accused of selling out his ideals, and as a result, he did not want this made public. And Groener was equally sceptical of many of the changes, including democracy, that would be introduced, but believed his actions were essential to stop the rise of communism. All of this supports the view that there was not, in fact, a genuine revolution in Germany. The army continued to support the government, stopping a Soviet-style revolution, and the country's elite, including the civil service, judiciary and military officers, were largely unchanged from what had gone before.